Hi everyone, and welcome to another tool review. This time, I want to compare some of the pros and cons of a conventional tool belt with that of the new Suspendivest system from Occidental Leather. Now, those of us who are involved in the building trade are well aware of some of the undesirable traits of the conventional tool belt, that of having to constantly be pulling it up, all that weight hanging around your waist, and you feel like your pants are going to fall down. And just the things of the bending over, working, you know, building walls, and having that belt, the pressure of that belt constantly pulling in on your stomach, and especially right after you eat a meal, you put down your tool belts for lunch, and you come back after lunch, and you put your tool belt on, you've just eaten a meal, you know, and so you're full, and then you got to bend over and be nailing at walls. I don't need to go into any detail, but we're aware of how uncomfortable and undesirable that can be. And so what I want to look at is some of the things that I do like about the conventional belt over what I'm experiencing with the Suspendivest. And then I'm going to look at some of the things that I do like about the Suspendivest and how it is a huge improvement overall over this system. First of all, the traditional tool belt is a cooler option. One of the things I discovered pretty quick when we started getting some warm days when I was wearing the Suspendivest was that it is very, very uncomfortably warm in the summertime. It makes you sweat tremendously. And so basically what I've done is that is my winter system, and this is what I wear in the summer because it's that bad. It makes me sweat so bad, and I hate sweating. And for those of you who love hot weather, love to sweat, more power to you. If you want to wear the Suspendivest in the summer, great, but I could not hack it, seriously. It just was, it was horrible. And so I literally went back to this, even though I hate, like I said, I've worn this system for years and it works. It's tried and proven. But when I saw the Suspendivest system without a belt, I thought this is really something I want to try because I just get tired of this belt and all this weight hanging around my waist and the weight constantly pointing. I don't even have any nails fasteners on the left here now, so it's kind of lopsided. I got a pool of tools here to kind of represent, you know, how it is to wear this when you're working. But when I saw that, I thought I wanted to try that, but I soon discovered that it was not for me in warm weather because it was just so hot. I finally just said, I just have to go back to the belt. So as it stands now, I'm wearing this in the hot weather, so probably at least 4 months out of the year I'll be wearing this, and then the rest of the year I can wear the Suspendivest. But that is probably one of the main advantages of the belt system. Probably the largest for me would be that, that it's simply cooler to work with. Now, I have tried already wearing suspenders with the belt. Some of the systems have suspenders that with the clips that you can clip right on and wear, but I tried them already. I didn't like them because it seemed like whenever I went to do something overhead, then it felt like I was trying to lift the weight because it was, you know, how your shoulders kind of go up, and so whenever I'm working overhead, then it was trying to pull that weight up, and I didn't like it, and so that's why I never wore them. But I don't really think about that with the Suspendivest. And I think the reason the suspenders bother me is I probably had them too far out on my shoulders. But as long as you keep the straps of the Suspendivest in, it doesn't bother me too bad. I don't hardly even think about it when I'm working overhead. All right, and the second thing that I really miss about the belt when I'm wearing the Suspendivest system is this right here. I bought this bag to put on the back here so I can keep all my stick nails in here, which is really nice. So whenever I'm framing, I can have all the stick nails in here, and that lets all my left side pockets here free for nails and screws, which is really nice. And so that is one thing with the Suspendivest is not quite as versatile in being able to add things on. And we'll look at some of that when I have that on. But I just thought I'd point that out. That is one thing I do really miss with the Suspendivest. And now for an overview of the Suspendivest system from Occidental Leather. As most of us are aware of, Occidental Leather has been manufacturing some very, very high quality, handcrafted leather goods for the construction trade for many, many years. And this system is no exception to that. With the heavy duty leather bags, and now they do make conventional belt systems too, but when I saw that they offered this setup, I thought this is something I really want to try, because as we're all aware of, and I pointed out with the belt system, there's definitely some very, very undesirable things about having all that weight hang around your waist day in and day out. And I must say that this system, I've had it for over a year now, and so I can safely say that I've pretty well come to a conclusion of the things that I do like and the things that I do not like about it. I will say overall it is a definite improvement over the belt system, but there are definitely some things that I do not like about it as well. So first of all, I'm going to point out some of the things that I do like and that are an improvement over the belt system. First of all, very easy on, easy off. Simply one little clip here, loosen it, and you can drop the whole system right on the floor. And then back on, as simple as picking it up. Flipping it and you're ready to go. It is also very easy to adjust. This thing here can simply be adjusted as wide as you need it. Very simple. There's adjustment on the back as far as pulling the bags either front further or back further along the side, and also in the shoulder straps for adjustment for height, bringing the bags up or down. So it's fully adjustable. You can adjust it pretty much however you want it, which is really nice. Another thing I really like about the suspender vest is that I can have my phone right here, and as you can see, it's closer to my ear, obviously, than what it would be if it's down here on a belt. And it's also safer up here, more protected. Now, the one thing, it can kind of get in the way if you're, you know, I go to lean in over something and this my phone hits. So it does have its drawbacks to having it right here, but I think it's definitely better here than down further somewhere. It's really nice to have it closer to your ear. You're more likely to hear it ringing. So with earplugs in. So now we'll look at some of the layout features that I like about it. I am very, very happy with the right side, which for me would be the tool side. It is laid out very well, has the two pockets on the outside. I have my laser distance meter in here, my chalk line. Inside the big compartment here, you can put whatever you want in there. I have my red and green snips in there right now. Utility knife slot right here. I have my snap-off knife, my blower nozzle, pencil, my nail sets are in here, which I'm not real happy with that pocket. It's a little too deep for these. I wish I had a better pocket for my nail sets, but it works. Here I have my chisel, and probably my favorite thing of all about this setup here is this loop on here, which with the belt that I had, my only option was to hang my impact or whatever tool I have out here on my outside pocket, which works, but it's not real ideal. This is perfect. This is a really smart loop here because it works absolutely perfect for the drill hanging right there, and then you can still put another tool behind it, your snips. Like if I'm doing shingles, I use the snips, and so that's right there, very easy to get at. Another thing that I can do is a hammer tacker. It works perfect in there. Even with a drill, you can put something like that in there. So that loop is very versatile and nice on that side. The top section here, we have two small pockets here. You can see about what size they are. I can slide my snap-off knife in there. It's basically the same size pocket there. Up here is a larger pocket. You can see it's completely buried in there, so it shows how deep that is. You could put a couple snips up here, technically, if you wanted to. Whatever you got, I mean, it's very versatile. And then there's two more pencil pockets right here. And there's also a larger pocket up here. You could put something in if you wanted to. Barely fits in there, it works. So there's just a lot of options. Now, the left side is the side that I am very, very unhappy with. And as you can see, I have an